Welcome to the Relational Recovery Podcast. I'm your host, Wes Thompson, joined by my co-host, Austin Hill. Today, we're in part two in our conversation. We hope you enjoy.
Well, we'll start with why is trust so important? Because you said a lot of several things there, but that was one of them. I think, you know, this might be a duh statement, but trust is important because I've heard it said it's the currency of relationships. Which, if you're like, what does that mean? Well, if you don't have trust, you don't have anything with someone else. That's why, just to use like an example of a marriage relationship, when there's infidelity, it can be so tough because trust is broken. And if you can't trust this person that you've committed to spend your life with and make all these major decisions together with, possibly have children with, so on and so forth, if you can't trust that person, then it's hard to really do much else. In other words, yeah, if you don't have trust, you don't have anything. Like that's the root, that's the foundation of relationships. So that's one way trust is important. I think there's so many ways. I'm not going to try to unpack all of them, but I think you brought up an interesting thought when you know the question, "Am I safe?" is rooted in trust. Can I trust this other person? Anytime I feel unsafe or I'm unsure if I'm safe, it's because I'm in an environment or with a people or with a person that I'm not sure I can trust. You know, if you go to a neighborhood you're not familiar with and you're by yourself or something, that sense of anxiety that might come up in you is an issue of trust. I don't trust my surroundings. Maybe it's because you just don't know, but again, that's rooted in trust. If you're with someone that you feel unsafe with, it's because you don't trust them. So even to your point, Austin, the issue of safety is really rooted in an issue of trust. Can I trust where I am, who I'm with, what I'm doing, you know, so on and so forth. Maybe you work at a job. People start to feel unsafe. Maybe it's because they have a boss they don't trust, or maybe the company they feel like is going under and they don't trust the security of their future. Again, that sense of safety is rooted in trust.
Yeah. And it's interesting. If you don't feel safe, there are multiple responses that you can have, and it's figuring out like, what are some practical ways where like, if I don't feel safe or I don't trust this person, or I don't trust myself, like what are practical, there's a handful of practical ways to start taking steps towards figuring out, can I trust them? And you mentioned one, if you go to a new neighborhood and you don't feel comfortable or safe, like it's learning about the neighborhood, learning about the people, being curious and having an attitude of curiosity and willingness to be taught about something. Because in certain situations, it's good. It's really, I believe that it's hard to be scared of people that you know personally. It's harder to be scared of them, because it's one thing just like if you're just scared of everybody you don't know, like that sounds exhausting to me. Like that means I have to know everybody to figure out if I'm safe or not. Like there's only so many people that you can get to know. And if you're in a neighborhood that you're not familiar with, like that uncomfortable feeling is because you don't know it yet. And it's the choice can be, well, I'm never going to go back, which limits our capacity for trust. Or I can be like, I'm going to stick to it and figure out these new things and get more and more comfortable in a neighborhood and be more and more familiar. And so I'm trusting it more, trusting the area more. And then from a smaller, like person to person way, it's the first time you meet somebody, you're going to feel uncomfortable. And that is because you don't know how much you can or can't trust them. And we've talked about this before. Building trust doesn't mean that you're just like exposing everything right away. We believe in authenticity here, but you can authentically share parts of who you are with everybody but it's being able to identify the appropriate things to share right away. Like your name, your interests, why you're here. Like those are good, like just steps to see like what are similar interests, those type of things. It's not like sharing your deepest, darkest secrets and your bank account information and how much money you have in your wallet with every stranger you see on the street. Like, do you see there's different levels to this? And if why it's important to know your story is if you come from and have a history, honest history of constantly being lied to, constantly being abandoned, it's going to be hard to trust people. So it's the practice. And then on the flip side of that, if you came from a place where you were very sheltered or protected and it seemed like you lived in a world where everybody had your best interest in mind or everybody removed all consequences, of course you're going to trust people. Like it's like, oh, yeah, everything's going to work. Everything has worked out for me. So why shouldn't I trust people? Why shouldn't I, you know, think that things are going to end well, which is not honest. Like if we think about it, our job as parents, our job in relationships is to let consequences hit the people that they need to hit, which another way we like that you talk about a lot is letting the tension, put the tension where it belongs, which means if someone makes a mistake, they're going to have to deal with the consequences. That doesn't mean they have to deal with them alone, but so there's both sides of this trust factor where we can not trust people too much, like we can be really distrustful. And then there's someone who is too trusting on the other side where you're just like, I'm just living in a fantasy where everything is going to work out and no one's going to act. There's no consequences. Like neither of those are good or healthy. So we need to find like, what is that middle ground? And that's why we need each other, because the distrustful person needs to grow in trust. And the person who is living in a fantasy that just like opens themselves up to all this crap needs to have more discernment, needs to slow down. So, and you practice that with each other.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Relational Recovery Podcast. We'll be back tomorrow with part 3 in our conversation. We'll see you then.